thank you very much. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
We love it, Dr. Cantor, when you're on. He's been an advocate of natural food and healthy living for over 30 years. In the mid-90s, he was appointed CEO of Service Foods, the largest all-natural food company. He's currently the CEO and founder of NAMED program, N-A-M-E-D, which frees people from addiction through nutrition. He's got a PhD in nutritional science, a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, a doctorate in business entrepreneurship. You've seen him on Fox News, on CNN. He's been an officer in the U.S. Marine Corps since 1976, still serves in the reserve. Thank you for your duty, Dr. Cantor. Help us out here. We're getting ready for summer. You say there are good foods that we should think about for summertime over bad foods. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, if it's okay with you, let me start first that since it's National Hydration Day, let's start off with...
I was going to get to that, but go ahead and start. That's a big thing.
The most important thing during the summer, and you know, especially for vacations, is to drink enough water. You're supposed to drink one half your body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink 75 ounces of water. And that's very important for several reasons, which will lead into the food. Number one, when you're thirsty, most of the time, or quite often, your body thinks you're hungry. So you eat junk food, you know, sugar, things like that to make you feel like you have energy. It makes you tired because where all the toxins go is the lymphatic system, which doesn't work by the heart pumping, you know, the blood through the circulatory system. It works by water pushing and movement pushing it through the lymphatic system. You don't have enough water, that gets all sludgy. That makes you tired and builds up toxins and builds up inflammation, which, you know, sort of makes you achy and things like that. So the best thing to do to start off any vacation, really all the time, is to drink enough water. And the best water I found through my research is hydroxide alkaline water. It's actually called Aqua OH, and it's made from limestone. And the hydroxide, which is OH negative, I don't want to get too sciencey, runs around the body like a Pac-Man and gobbles up the H plus ions, which is what causes acidity, which is what causes inflammation, and it forms water. So you actually get more water than you need or than you drank, because it's forming water, eliminates the acid, which helps with inflammation. It helps with detoxification by clearing the pathways. It helps with eating less, because you're not feeling the urges, because you thought you were hungry instead of thirsty. And getting rid of inflammation is extremely important, and the only way to do that, or the main way to do that, is by getting rid of the excess acid in different parts of your body.
So a sick body is an acid body. Doctor, our nutritionist, Dr. Keith Cantor, is our guest here. He's saying take your body weight, divide it in half, that's the number of ounces of water you need to drink every day. And Dr. Cantor, I'll tell you, I've been drinking alkaline water for some time now, and since I started, I have never gotten acid indigestion again. I used to get it quite frequently on many occasions, not anymore, and I drink essential water. You're saying this Aqua OH is also an alkaline water.
Yeah, it's an alkaline water, but what's special about it is, first of all, it comes as a concentrate, so it's less expensive. You put 1 ounce in with 31 ounces of water, so it only comes out to like $1 a bottle. And for your listeners, the company gave me a code. If they go to optharmony.com and put in Aqua15, they get 15% off plus free shipping.
So you say the alkaline water is okay, because some doctors say don't do alkaline, some say do.
No, alkaline water is okay, but alkaline just buffers the acid. It doesn't eliminate it. This eliminates the acid, actually also the alkaline, because the OH is the alkaline and the H plus is the acid. By combining, it forms water, which your body will either use, metabolize, or urinate out. So it doesn't build up any, and it's all natural. There's no minerals put in it. It's not done by electrolysis or anything like that. It comes from limestone. And I researched it for 2.5 years to find the right one to help with my name program.
The body is somewhat, 60% isn't it? Our bodies itself, we are built of water, so we have to keep replenishing that, we mentioned, before you work out or go outside in the heat and the sweat and everything. That water gets out of your body pretty quickly in the summertime.
That's right. That's why you could only live for a couple days without water, 2-3 days, but you could live for like a week and a half or so if you're drinking water but not eating.
Now, you're traveling a lot, and it's vacation time. How do you take the water with you? How do you get the right water when you're traveling? That's always the problem. I have these alkaline drops I use when I'm on the road. Does that work as well?
Well, alkaline is better than regular water.
Got it.
But it doesn't last as long. And they add minerals, and sometimes I worry if they're adding sodium or a lot of calcium or magnesium. Are we adding too much? That's why I like the Aqua OH, because it doesn't add anything. The only extra chemical it has in it is calcium, and it only has 30 milligrams per diluted quart, which is 30 millionths of a gram. So that's pretty small. And you just bring a bottle with you like you would any of your regular water.
Right. I'm talking about long trips, if there's something you can have for that. You send us that stuff to Courtney. We'll put it up on our website for the code and all that so people can figure out how to get that stuff. Are there any, quickly in the last 30 seconds, any foods we should have or avoid over the summertime that are better?
Avoid gluten, sugar. Sugar and gluten are the two big ones. Dairy. Processed foods with additives and preservatives and dyes in it. Artificial sugars, except for stevia. All of that stimulates the opiate receptors. They release a chemical which will then stimulate your dopamine response and makes you eat more.
We got to have you back on, Dr. Keith Kander. What's your website?
My website is... the one they would want is namedprogram.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Hello, Dr. Keith.
Hi.
Hey, thank you very much for being on the show. We had to hit a heartbreak, but we were able to get your website out.
Okay, and try to put that, let me give you the other website real quick so they could get the discount. It's OPTHarmony.com, and they put in the code AQUA, AQUA15, and they get 15% off and free shipping.
AQUA15?
Yep.
AQUA15, and then that was 15% off, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll give that out as soon as we get back on the show, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Doctor. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks.